Page 8. Text A. Commonsense.com. Three ninth graders, Sally, Eric and Emma, are hanging out after school in front of the computer at Sally's house. All three of them spend a lot of their free time surfing the internet, and so they start to discuss online safety.
God, I bet you my mum's going to come barging in here any minute. Ever since I got my own computer, she's constantly in here asking all kinds of questions about what I'm doing and who I'm talking to.
My parents don't care one bit what I do on my computer. I mean, all I do is just hang out on MySpace or Facebook. No big deal anyway.
Really? I have heaps of restrictions from my mum. I'm not even allowed to post any pictures on my Facebook page without her consent.
What? Why? I post all my pictures on Facebook. Me and my friends always make really funny photo albums to put online.
My mum says that someone can save your photos onto their computer and use them for other things. She means that you have to think about what you put out there.
Your mum is really making the internet seem a lot more dangerous than it is.
But she might be right. We might not be doing anything foolish online, but there are many people out there who pretend to be someone else on the internet and stuff like that.
I often chat with people I don't know online. It's fun.
But you can't be 100% sure who it is you're talking to.
Oh, but I ask, of course.
So just because someone says his name is Bob, you believe him?
Well, yeah. Plus, I only use chat rooms for teenagers, so it's just people like us on there.
It's not that hard to pretend to be a teenager when you can't see the person or hear his or her voice. You think you are talking to a 15-year-old girl, but it could be a 50-year-old man.
Oh, usually they send photos of themselves so I can see who they are.
But you just said you post pictures online. What stops a 50-year-old man from taking a picture of a teenage boy and pretending to be him? What stops me from taking one of your photos and pretending to be you?
Emma, imagine meeting yourself in the chat room.
Oh, stop it! But if someone really did pose to be me online, that would be pretty scary.
I don't give out any personal information when I'm chatting.
So you're saying I shouldn't post pictures, I shouldn't chat with strangers because they might not be who they say they are, and I can't post anything on my private profile page. Do I have to be constantly worried that someone is out to get me?
Well, yes. Or no. I don't know. All I'm saying is that we have to be careful.
Still, we've grown up with the internet. I think we know what's safe and what's not safe most of the time.
Mm.
I think my mum underestimates me. It's not like I'm going to tell a random person I've just met online where I live.
Maybe it's just about common sense. We don't tell strangers we meet on the street where we live. Then why should we get personal with people we've just met online?
Mm, I agree.
I don't know. I'm kind of glad I don't have to live by your mum's rules. Oh, and talking of the devil, it seems like she's on her way up the stairs now.